Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yeah. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Station is standing right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure having you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And you do that by getting engaged. You guys know that already, right? I always, and listen, believe it or not, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us because there's so much going on, so much happening. There's so many other channels, stations, whatever you could be watching. You chose this one to listen to. And I appreciate it. I appreciate it a lot more than you know. You know? Anyway, I do appreciate the time. All right. There's lots going on right now. Lots happening that is just great. Like a California school board. And you know, we've been talking about this for weeks. Actually, months. How the laws in California are changing to the point where your kids, there was a senator out of California who said, hey, get out of here and get out of here with your kids. And there was a reason for that because he saw what was happening. And I don't know, you know, I love it when Brad Dacus comes back next week, comes on the show again. I want to lay out a whole bunch of stuff for and with him to find out how much of this we can fight and push back on. I know, I'm talking in circles to a degree, but, you know, you've got issues in California where if a transgender student comes out and tells his teacher, counselor, whatever, you know, my name is Susan, but I want to be called Joe now, and I'm a male, not a female, and you can't tell my parents. That child can get a new ID. There's so much that child can get at the school level, and they can't tell the parents. Now, they're told they can't tell the parents. There isn't a law. They cannot point to a law that specifically says you shall not, you will not, in no way, shape, manner, or form will you alert their parents. Now, the argument from the teachers and the administrators is, hey, if you don't tell the parents, if you don't tell the teachers, I mean, parents or what have you, right? This child may have some issues. The teachers are saying, yeah, but if we tell the parents, they might hurt the child. Now, I'm sitting here like the idiot I am saying, no, wait a minute. You schools, you teachers, you whoever's, you schools, you are mandatory, in California, they are mandatory reporters. Which simply means, if you don't know what that means, what simply means is you are required by law. If you think a child is being hurt at home, you are required by law to open your mouth and say something. So if your teachers are really administrators and so forth, if you're really serious about this, yeah, you can tell this is really irritating the crud out of me. Great way to start off the weekend. But if you're really serious about this, what you need to do is you call Child Protective Services. Put your neck on the line. Don't just make it a game. Put your neck on the line, make the phone call, and explain to the CPS person why you think this child is in danger. Seriously, don't joke. Anyway, I mean, can't stand it. California School District approved a new policy allowing parents to be notified if their child identifies as transgender. Now, you've got members of the community, of course, you know, it's always, and it goes both ways, so don't take this the wrong way. But you've got parents on both sides of this issue, and depending on the issue and what have you, one side will be louder than the other. So the Murrieta Valley Unified School District on Thursday night passed a policy by a 3-2 vote after parents spoke in favor of. And some said, I can't see how keeping secrets from parents will ever end well. That's so true. Look, with all due respect to the teachers, because there's a lot of teachers out there, please do not demonize all teachers. I know some fantastic teachers. I know some great teachers. Not all teachers will keep, you know, will encourage the child to go in a certain direction. Now, again, when these kids are suffering through this, most of the detransitioners say, and the commonality with the ones that are transitioning is they're going through depression. Now, whether it's being trans or not. Many people go through depression, contemplate suicide. This is not new. It's not unique to the transgender community or group, whatever you want to call them. So when they say, I'd rather be dead than be in my boy's body, or my girl's body, whatever, this is a commonality. So instead, work through this with them. Get them the real help they need. Get them the help that they need that will help them push through this. Now, I start sounding like Kamala Harris. Get them the help they need to help them push through this. But real help. Not help necessarily to move in that direction. 92% of those kids that are going through this, if you leave them alone, and I don't mean leave them alone in their bedroom to do bad stuff to themselves. If you leave them alone, they come out of it. Seriously. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Sony Smith joins me, if I can ever get this computer working, right after this.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. For real, maybe. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Don't be a schlock. Know what's going on. Seriously. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. But what's even more fun is when Sonia joins us. Right. My co-host on Friday, Sonia Schmidt. Always. Why do you always shake your head? No.
I listen to your show on other nights of the week, and you say the same thing.
Were you bored?
Yes. Nevertheless, you say the same things to all your guests.
No, I don't. And I'm not telling you, there's only like two of you that people really love to hear.
Yeah. That's
I'm
nice.
Serious. Okay. You wait a minute. You're my sister in Christ. You call me a liar on you know, national radio. Is that what you're doing?
Not to your face, I'm not. No, that's cool. I mean, I believe you believe it.
Oh, I do. I do, because when you, there's been times where you haven't been on for a week or so. Remember when you tried to run away and we found you and dragged you back? You know, that there were people asking me, how come she's not on? What happened? Because you remember when Xander Gibbs, for a while he was sick and he wasn't on, and people thought I fired him or something.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah, you let go of the minorities.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Well, no, he was gay though. I didn't let him go. See,
that's what I mean. He's gay. I'm black, female.
Ooh, you know, somebody's gonna hear that. Just take that one little sound bite.
I know.
You know that.
That's all they need. That's all they need.
That's all they ever need, right? I mean, seriously.
Listen, I've been listening to the. I've really been trying to stay away from the news this week, even though I know I have to come on here on Friday and sound like I think I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well,
but
yeah, you do.
This information about Jack Smith, have you been hearing about how
awful
and evil? And I mean, we knew he was evil, but this guy sounds like
he looks evil, though, does he?
He does.
I mean, he looks like...
Well, Trump said so, and I had to look him up after Trump was talking about him, because Trump was like, this guy's from the netherworld. And sure enough, I looked up his picture, and I was like, back.
Yeah, he looks... I mean, yeah, exactly. He looks like you better have a cross close by, you know?
Some garlic something. But a lot of people, and I, you know what, this week I said I wasn't going to diss the left, but...
Uh-oh. Guess what?
If you turned off your TV volume and just, like, play guess what the person talking is, left or right, you can always guess.
Would it be because of facial expressions?
It's everything. Their whole demeanor, even if they're attractive, their spirit is just so off. You know, it's negative, or it's angry, or it's scowling, or...
No, I agree with you. You ever see those pictures of when they group the Democrat women together, and then they group the Republican women together?
Yeah.
And it's always like, can you tell who is who? And I go, oh, yeah.
Right.
It's so easy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know? I just find it all amazing. And again, it's... when you see what's going on with the Dems right now, and you know, with Hunter Biden. I don't know if you caught this. I don't think many people did. But there's a federal judge that actually shot down the law. Now, it had nothing to do with Hunter particularly. But the law that kept him from having a firearm because he used drugs and lied about it. Okay? They shot that law down. Said, that's not constitutional. You can't keep somebody from having a gun because they use drugs.
Right.
Like, really? Seriously? There's jobs I can't get if I use drugs. There's, you know, I mean, seriously.
Yeah, no, I don't know that you can keep someone from getting a gun if you use drugs. I don't know that people who use drugs would necessarily put that on their application. But
No. I went to our local gun shop, and there was nobody in there, and I was buying some ammunition, and I'm talking to the guy, and I'm reading the form. And it says, are you a fugitive?
Yes, I am.
No. This gets good. You're going to really enjoy this because you could not have wrote this. And I looked at the guy and I said, what idiot would put, oh, yeah, I'm wanted in 12 states. And he looked right at me and he said, oh, you'd be surprised.
Really?
He said, we have had several people that have said yes. And we, you know, we call the police. They come and get them. They pick them up here, and
that's hilarious.
Said, why
I don't
would
even
you do that?
I don't even put the correct weight on my driver's license.
Well, okay, so you're a woman. You probably don't put the right hair color or age either.
Age?
You know?
If I could get away with not putting the age out,
right?
But that's so funny. I mean, who would say that? But I guess people are that stupid.
Well. Look at some of the stuff going on around us. Of course, people.
That's
stupid, right?
I say the burden is on them to find out.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm to the point now where I kind of I've kind of had it. When you see how they're doing this stuff right in your face.
Oh.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got nothing to worry about. They've been doing it in our face for years, for decades. Why? They have this, I wouldn't even call it a false sense of security at this point.
Not anymore. You're right.
They know they can get away with it. They know we're not going to do anything. There's a handful of Republicans that will fight and squawk, but, you know, but I don't know that the squawking and fighting actually goes anywhere.
Well, no, because there's no bite behind it. What do you say about the dog? You know, the dogs have got a great bark, but no bite. It's the same thing here. They're screaming, they're yelling, they're pounding the dais. They're screaming about how they're going to call this person and that person in. And you get bupkis. Nothing.
Nothing. Right? Nothing. You get nothing.
Here we go. Right. Making fun of the Italians again.
I thought I'd do that just for you.
There's more of our people. Just remember that. So, anyway.
But you know what? Even when you get a fluke judge like this woman who said, I think she's a woman, who said, nah, you can't get away with that with the Hunter Biden thing. You know she's going to back down at some point. She just couldn't. It was just so blatant that she had to say something. But you know she'll give in.
Well, you know, it's going to trial because they can't come to an agreement.
That's what I hear.
All right. But, there's the big but right there. But, now, David Weiss, or the attorney on that, has been named as the special counsel to... Are you ready for this? To investigate Hunter Biden. I'm going, wait a minute. He just lost his case in front of the judge for Hunter. And now he's going to be the special prosecutor to take Hunter. Yeah. Okay.
Nothing to see here, folks. And how we have to tolerate this is just, I mean, I get it. It's so far gone. I know we don't know what to do. You know, this is beyond rallies. This is beyond making comments on the internet.
I told you what my expectation was, and it hasn't changed. I fully expect there will be some kind of ground violence at some point in time. Gotta go for a break. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com and immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
Tuesday news update. There are questions being raised about the newly appointed special counsel in the Hunter Biden investigations. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley's happy with the idea of the appointment, but he is surprised that it is Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss.
Short answer to your question is, it's about time. On the other hand, I have some question about Weiss doing it.
Republicans have accused the Justice Department of giving Hunter preferential treatment in the case by offering him a sweetheart deal. The last voyage of the Demeter is setting sail at the box office. The horror film that features Dracula netted $750,000 from Thursday previews at North American theaters. It's expected to make between $7 and $9 million in its first weekend against a budget of $45 million. Meanwhile, Barbie is expected to take first place for the fourth straight week. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Mateo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us. Let me just bring her on because we have so much fun when she's on. Sonia Smith joins me as a co-host every Friday now. And Sonia, you know,
yes.
I got to tell you, first of all, let's welcome a couple of new stations to the family.
What?
And we had a couple of stations join the Genesis Communication Network and ask for our show to be put on their network. So WWPR 1490 AM out of Tampa is now carrying the show Monday through Fridays, and they've joined the GCN family, and we are very happy that they've added us to their lineup. And then KTLR 890 AM out of Oklahoma City and 103.7 FM also out of Oklahoma City. Thank you for bringing us on.
I'm impressed. I got to act like a grown-up now.
They said, we got to have us more that Sonya lady. So
that's what
on. They
said, just like that. That's what they
said. And that's how they said it, too.
I understand, you.
And then I got a sweet voicemail from Julie from Florida. She said, basically what she said was, Joe, you need to slow down. You know, when you give out the phone number, you go so fast. And I said, okay, Julie, you win.
That could very well be true. Okay. You do it. Yeah, you've done it so much. It just rolls off your tongue.
You're exactly right. And being of Italian descent, you know, they speak fast to begin with, right?
Yeah.
So, anyhow, there you go. But, but welcoming them to the network and to our show. So I very much appreciate the time they're tuning in and listening.
Yeah.
Hey, you know.
Yeah.
I'm happy to have anybody at this point.
Other than your parents.
Yeah. I'm having my moment.
Your parents.
You know, they're all picking on me, so it's nice to have, you know, others on.
My little granddaughter, when I have to watch her by myself, and eventually she has a breakdown because she's super spoiled, and eventually she starts crying and goes, I want my parents. And I'm like, I want your parents, too, because I'm so tired of you.
Oh, that's funny. That's
she
funny.
Hated
I want my parents. I'd be looking. I won't tell you what I've been looking for. Let me get your parents. Hold on here. I got one wooden parent for you right here.
I got your parents right here.
All right. Just out 12 most racist movies of all time. Now, this is according to that famous movie. What is that called? IMDb or something like that?
Database. Uh-huh.
Okay. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe it was the time. Maybe, you know, watching these movies and really not thinking about them. But most of them, they say they're racist because of the stereotypes that they put out for the day. And I've always felt like, why would you do that? Or why would you call it that? Because it was the day, the history of the day. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I agree with you. And I'm trying to, you know, this is a weird article because it keeps flipping from movie to movie. Now, some of these movies were indeed not just of the day, but they really did put a little stank on racism. And I think the second one that comes up.
But that's your group that did that. Your entertainment people.
My black group or my Hollywood?
No, the entertainment world. They love to add their own little things here and there, you know?
Well, but you know what some of these other movies were? I was going to say, first of all, Mandingo was I think it probably was trying to...
Just say it. I mean, it's not like we haven't done this before.
I think it was trying to be somewhat historical. In that history of this virile slave, there was a lot of things in it that were racist. Now, to me, I'm not all bent out of shape about it. I don't have to, like, shield my eyes or get upset or go, you know, burn down some buildings when that sort of thing happens. I find it amusing, but it doesn't reflect my life, my world, or my people, so I don't...
Let me ask you a question. As the white guy on this show, it says the movies come under fire for portraying slavery, sexual assault, dehumanizing in a brutal and exploitive way, but that was the plight of the slave to a big degree, was it not?
Yeah, but Mandingo, I
didn't see the movie, so...
Okay, and I haven't seen it in a long time, but he was supposed to be this hot, sexy slave who, you know, was siring people, and white slave owner wives were in love with him, and then the southern slave owners were just really super duper stereotypical, which, you know, those were Democrats, so I'm not putting anything past them. So Mandingo, and I haven't seen it in a long time. I'm doing a terrible critique about it. But a lot of these films, they are saying they're racist, and I think it's because of the, what do you call it, the appropriations that they're doing. And in the day, that's what they did. They would dress white actors up as Indians, or there was one here was Shirley Temple in blackface. That's not what I'm talking about. But I don't know if you remember Ed Ames, who was on our side of the audience,
I do,
to be honest. Yeah, he played an Indian character for a long time. Tonto, I think he played.
Oh, yeah. But let me go through a couple of these, like The Sheik in 1921.
Well, see, there he is. He's a white guy playing an Arabian.
Yeah, well, I mean, films were black and white, like you could tell, right? All right. So the romance film, The Sheik, Rudolph Valentino, you know, he plays a sheik who kidnaps and encourages a British woman. Although it was a hit at the time, the film has come under fire for, again, think about it. Today it's coming under fire for something that happened in 1921 for its representation of the Arab culture and the use of a desert romance. Well, where the heck are you supposed to have a romance? you want to go to Florida for the romance?
I thought they were going to have a problem with the fact that he was very, very masculine and forceful and in a good way. He was very much in touch with his inner caveman. And women, when that guy died, what was the guy who played?
Rudolph Valentino. I mean,
Valentino,
women dropped to their knees and were crying when he died.
When he died, he thought the earth had fallen out.
Oh my God.
Because that's what ultimately women respond to that kind of a character, even though the left tells us that we should love soy boys.
Yeah.
But now,
oh, yeah.
The sheep,
okay.
The sheep was a romantic character, even though he was, you know, you would faint in his arms. He was so just, like, so, you know.
So here's another one. The Mask of Fu Manchu. 1932, right? The famed Dr. Fu Manchu is portrayed in an action movie, The Mask of Fu Manchu. He portrays an Asian in the movie as being evil and cunning, strengthening the yellow peril image of the day.
As you know, there are no evil Asians.
You know something? Being of Italian descent, and
right.
You know, they talk a lot about the mafia and what have you. One of the most ruthless mafia groups is the Asian mafia. They are known for being just cold-hearted to no end.
I'm from L.A. Yeah, I'm telling you, you don't...
Right?
You don't want to deal with the Asian gangs. And I grew up around black and Latino gangs. And I'm like, I don't want to run into anybody.
No.
Yeah. No. So, but these are characters. You have to be able to write characters. And not based on their color.
Oh.
You just can't do that, and that's why.
But you can't go. Come on, you can't go back 70 years or whatever, and beat these people up for what was being portrayed. go ahead. I'm just going to step on my
own. They do that now with everything. Everything is based on the way we feel about things now, as opposed to what things were years and years and years ago when it was made. It wasn't, it wasn't considered racist then. They were telling a story. And now, you know, because we're supposed to be so bent out of shape about everything, and everything is racist. I mean, you probably can't do a movie about math anymore because that's considered racist. So,
I know.
You know, you have a hard time keeping up with what you're supposed to do and say and feel, and, you know, we have this police after us all the time.
You know, you got one of the movies listed is The Littlest Rebel in 1935, a movie starring Shirley Temple.
She is in blackface.
Yes, she is. But again, I'm not approving of it, all right? But it was a movie made in 1935.
Right.
Okay? Takes place during the American Civil War.
Oh, and we get back. Yeah, she's hiding out or something. Or she's,
yes, so...
Yeah. It's a part of the story, but I will tell you a story about Shirley Temple on the other side of the brain. And my mother.
You can take. And your mother?
And
okay.
My mother.
This ought to be really good. Joe Basile, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sonia, her mom, and Shirley Temple all at once. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
I gotta give you a top hat, King. I'm doing a segment of, you know, dancing out to the studio and the whole thing. Although it would be funny to watch, anyway. If you've ever seen Young Frankenstein, that would be me, the tall guy on the stage. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That big smile is Sonia Schmidt, my co-host on Fridays. Always appreciate her time with me as well.
Well, that tall guy on the stage in that movie was Frankenstein.
I know.
Oh.
I am well aware. You know. I've been called worse, though.
So, that movie was funny.
Yeah, another movie you couldn't make today. I mean, you realize that Mel Brooks probably would have been homeless today if he was making movies the last couple of years.
Oh, my goodness. Ring time for Hitler? Are you kidding me?
But, you know, wait a minute. Think about this. A Jew wrote that movie.
A Jew with what? A sense of humor. Holy cow.
Yeah, and if you think about what he was making fun of, and sometimes make, look, you and I have talked about this a million times, All in the Family, right?
Right.
I mean, people thought that was one of the most racist shows in the world, and I'm saying, do you understand by ridiculing that or seeing that man, you realize how ridiculous some of the stereotypes that you had were? Am I wrong?
And sometimes, no, you're not wrong. But sometimes with humor, comedy, it's when we're a little uncomfortable that it's funny. Like, you mentioned a couple of weeks ago there was a woman, a Republican woman, who unfortunately didn't read the room. She was at the prayer breakfast, and she mentioned, you know, she apologized for being late because she was, you know, her boyfriend tried to pull her back in bed to have sex. That is a funny joke. Just doesn't
okay,
play
but
well
it's not
with
funny
that
at
group.
The prayer breakfast. But
no,
it is a funny
but,
joke.
But if you saw it in a movie.
Yes.
If you saw that very same scene in a movie, or Mel Brooks movie, or somebody.
Yeah, you would have laughed at it.
That's funny. And I don't think she had the kind of sense of humor. And, you know, I don't think she knew that she was actually doing a funny bit. I think she was maybe just trying to be shocking. I don't know. But it actually could have been a funny bit.
Yeah.
Done in the right atmosphere.
Yes, done
unfortunately. Unfortunately, Republicans and Christians at their prayer breakfast, wrong crowd.
Yeah.
It was a tough
yeah.
crowd.
So let's get back to this Littlest Rebel, 1935. And I say that so we have some perspective as to when the movie was made, right? At Shirley Temple. But you were going to say something about your mom. And was your mom in this movie with Shirley?
No, my mother was not an actress. Oof. But my mother also did not let me, she didn't allow me to watch Little Rascals, and she didn't allow me to watch Shirley Temple movies.
Really?
And yes, even though we did, I snuck with my father and watched Shirley Temple movies all the time. But my mother didn't like them because there was a black man on the show. He was an amazing tap dancer, and why
well, I
can't
remember that.
Think of
yeah.
his name? And I suppose my mother's story, and Lord knows she could get it wrong, but she swears that that man taught Shirley Temple how to tap dance. And she was so angry that he taught a little white girl as opposed to a little black girl. That I wasn't allowed to watch Shirley Temple movies in her view.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question that a lot of people are going to pass out. They're going to be floored, right?
Uh-huh.
I find tap dancing just fascinating. All right.
Yeah. Most people do.
Yeah, and I'm not looking to see if somebody's black or white or purple when they're doing it. I'm looking at their feet, and I'm just like, my foot would fall off me trying to do that.
Amazing rhythm.
And what's the other dance they do? The sand shoe or whatever
right.
it's called?
Soft shoe. Well, it's sand or something. You use sand. I think it's soft shoe.
But the majority of those dancers are black. And
yeah,
people are going, oh, you can't like tap dancing because, you know, that's how they made fun of the black folks. Well, if you're making fun of somebody who can dance like that, you're an idiot.
That's how they screw up what racism is. The left doesn't really have anything to stand on. They don't have what do you call that, a purpose. They don't have an understanding about things, so they make up their own rules without consulting the very people who they're trying to defend.
But you've been put down for so long, you don't know we're making fun of you. Don't you know that?
Right, exactly. And that's where they would fall on that, is I'm too stupid to know.
Oh.
Which shows you their racism, their blatant racism. You know,
but I never have understood that. It's kind of like anything almost of old that you admire, you're making fun of that race. Yet, you know, a black singer today or a black singer and dancer that you admire, all of a sudden, I guess that's okay now.
It's very weird. Years ago, when I was pitching movies and television shows in Hollywood, and I found a true story about a woman, a black woman who was by day a housekeeper, and by night she was this amazing spy. She was a, you know.
That's a comment. Yeah, that's cool.
It wasn't a guy. She was real. She was the real
yeah.
deal.
Yep.
She solved crimes. She was amazing. So I tried to pitch that in Hollywood, and they were like, no, we don't really want to see ourselves as mates.
God. But, you know, and the left keeps trying to paint this picture of some of the most famous white folks of the years in entertainment as being racist. And you say, look, I've seen interviews with the Marx Brothers, you know, Groucho, who they got a hard time for having some black dancers or black people in the show as a whole, because they had too many. There's one movie in particular he was talking about where they had too many black folks in the show. And they're like, yeah, right, that's not, you know, whatever.
But that's what the left does, unfortunately, is they think that they can erase our history and make it all better. Even if these movies were racist, I don't see the point in canceling them or trying to twist it and turn it to the point where they can find, you know, pull some racist juice out of it.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. They're looking, going out of their way to find something.
They got nothing.
All right, now number 10 on this list, you already know what it is. Gone with the Wind, right?
Yeah.
Well, listen, let's talk to the white boy first, and then you can straighten me out, okay?
Okay, good.
All right. Unless I just wasn't smart enough to figure out, I've seen that movie maybe twice, three times in my lifetime. And you look at it, I did not see it as a glorification of anything. I mean, I saw it as the evils of the Civil War and the nasties of the Civil War and all of that. And the way the Southern people, as I recall, were talking was almost like they were saying, well, the blacks need to stay slaves because we need to help them.
Right.
That's kind of what I walked away with it. But
yeah, I...
Come on, straighten me out. I don't care.
No, I don't know. Listen, I've only seen the movie once, and I only saw it somewhat recently. I'd say within the last 10, 15 years. So I'm looking at it with sort of today's eyes as opposed to what it was then. I thought there were some amazing performances. I get why Vivian Leigh was, I believe she either won the Academy Award or was nominated. I think Butterfly McQueen was an amazing comedic talent, the slave who was just an airhead. You know, she was amazing.
That's right. I forgot.
Amazing talent.
Yep.
So I thought, God, we're slaves singing in the field. These are some happy slaves. I don't know if this is how they were,
you know,
realistically.
You just brought up the scene from Blazing Saddles in the very beginning.
And that's where they got it. That's satirical comedy. But yeah, I'm like, I don't know that I'd be singing like that if I was, but I'd be a terrible slave anyhow. I just couldn't cut it.
But I guess what I'm saying from my point of view and looking at that, I didn't walk away with any kind of glorification of anything from that movie.
I don't know. I was like, I did a show with Joe Dan years ago after I saw it. And he really enjoyed it. And I was like, these slaves are just too happy.
Is that
some happy slaves? Didn't offend me. It didn't make me want to go and burn down buildings. Like I said, I'm not triggered. But I don't know the slaves were all that happy.
They want to boycott Breakfast at Tiffany's now. Because
I don't understand that. On what grounds?
Are you ready for this one? Because apparently Mickey Rooney portrays an Asian.
And he
portrays it the stereotypical way, you know, with the big teeth and offensive
and
makeup and the whole time, you know, and...
Well, so did Jerry Lewis.
It's racially insensitive. And I'm thinking, for 1961, it was not racially insensitive. I am sure Mickey Rooney didn't sit in his dressing room going, okay, how can I make the most fun out of these people?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? If the intent when you write the movie or take the part is I'm going to make these guys look like the idiots they really are, that's one thing.
That's one thing.
I don't believe that that's the road that he was going down.
No. Yeah, these people would never be able to watch cartoons from the 50s, 60s, whatever.
Oh, no.
The Warner Brothers cartoons, they were making fun of everybody.
Look at Bugs Bunny. You know, he used to do the Asian thing. Charlie Chan movies. I love Charlie Chan movies, okay?
That was a white guy, right?
That was insensitive, too, because it was a white guy playing an Asian guy.
Yes.
All right, with the top of the hour, people, we'll be back with more, all kinds of stuff when we come back.